Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, or whenever you happen to be listening to this. Welcome to the Film Realist Podcast, the film and TV podcast from a complete nobody. That is hopefully for somebody. My name is Kyle Naranya, and welcome to another special bonus episode of the podcast, where on this week's episode, I'm going to be giving my non-spoiler thoughts on Daredevil Born Again Season 2. I have seen all 8 episodes, and I'm very excited to share what I think about this season. By the time you're listening to this, the first episode of Season 2 is available on Disney+. So if you want to watch that show with no opinion from me whatsoever, totally fine. Time codes will be listed in the description should you want to listen to the review after you've seen the episode. There's going to be no spoilers. I'm not going to ruin any twists or turns or anything like that. It's just my general thoughts on the season as a whole. So there's no need to worry about something being ruined for you. I would never do that. So let's return to Hell's Kitchen with Daredevil Born Again Season 2.
Hey, you okay?
Yeah, just the trials.
You miss it?
Do I miss it?
Oh, you know. Being Matt Murdock. Nelson Murdock and Paige.
Before diving into Season 2 thoughts, I think it's relevant to address my thoughts on Season 1, which were, I liked it a lot. The Daredevil series within the Defendersverse on Netflix was my favorite of all of those shows. Now, don't get me wrong, there were shows that had incredible peaks, but the consistency for the most part absolutely blew my mind with Daredevil. So I was very excited for the first season. And it's become public since the release of the first season that there was a massive creative shakeup because initially the show was conceived as a loose continuation from the Netflix era, and that obviously changed to make Born Again more of Daredevil Season 4, and then the showrunners who did take over continued to be in charge for Daredevil Season 2, or Daredevil Born Again Season 2, and Daredevil Season 3, making those Daredevil Season 5 and Daredevil Season 6. So Daredevil Born Again Season 2, for all intents and purposes, is Daredevil Season 5. And every issue that you might have had with Born Again Season 1, for the most part, has been addressed with this season. Now, of course, Foggy Nelson is dead. They have talked about this in the press leading into this season that Foggy is dead. And certain fans didn't necessarily love how the pilot of Born Again started, but it really led to the entire season's focus and what Matt was dealing with in the guilt over his choice to almost kill Bullseye. This season functions very similar to that, which is the first couple episodes really do set the stakes for the overall season. We are dealing with the conclusion of the first season. Matt Murdock, as Daredevil, is on the run. Wilson Fisk has taken over the city. He has a task force running amok, and superheroes have been outlawed. It's very similar to the Sokovia Accords, like we got with Civil War, and then eventually, of course, the Sokovia Accords went away because they made no sense after Civil War. But so many things that longtime Daredevil fans have been wanting, we get in this season. As somebody who absolutely loved the Charles Soule run of Daredevil, he is in the black suit, and what that does symbolically for that character, not only having a different look, and yes, we did get a different one in She-Hulk, but it's much more of an icon. It is a character who fits in with the dark of the night, but also he has the logo on his chest. Ever since becoming a hero in 2015, that has been something that longtime Daredevil fans have been hoping to see him actually embrace his logo. It feels almost as if it was a remnant of an earlier time of superhero media where we didn't really want to embrace the iconography, the symbology of these superheroes. Looking back at all the X-Men stuff from the late 90s and early 2000s with black leather costumes, one of the most successful aspects of the Marvel Cinematic Universe was that characters were actually in their bright colored costumes. Iron Man was gold and red. Captain America was in the red, white, and blue. And we've certainly got some X-Men sprinkled throughout the MCU that have had their own costumes. Cyclops, of course, is finally getting the blue and yellow. in Avengers Doomsday. And for Daredevil, one of those characters who has not necessarily wanted to be in the spotlight, he now has to deal with the fact that he is. He has been become public enemy number one by Kingpin. Kingpin has abused all of his power in New York City, creating a prison, metaphorically speaking, of course, for the entire city. We saw in season one that he was using Red Hook Port as this place to funnel in millions of dollars of illegal goods. And what's that going to mean when you can sort of do something that goes against the law, but isn't technically breaking it, as well as villainizing all of these people who the public have loved as heroes? The use of media and the BB report continue to be really interesting. And I like how we get multiple different perspectives, similar to the first season where we are on the ground, getting to see how people react to politicians. It is certainly relevant today with how politicians, whether their actions be negative or not, how they're affecting the everyday New Yorker, specifically in this show. And it's relevant to what's going on in the entire world, specifically, of course, in the United States, which Daredevil happens to take place. Matt Murdock has to take down Kingpin, and he is not going to try to do what he did in Daredevil Born Again Season 1. That whole season deals with his guilt over trying to kill Bullseye over the death of Foggy. Daredevil is in an entirely different place, trying to do as much as he can to show the public that Wilson Fisk is the corrupt Kingpin still, even though he is an elected official. But he doesn't have to do that alone. And thankfully, one of the biggest changes from season one to season two of Born Again is Karen Page is back. She was in, of course, the rejigged pilot of Born Again season one, but that character gets to be a major character as opposed to secondary or even a guest character in season two. And the dynamic between Karen and Matt is very different than what Daredevil fans might be used to in the past. Of course, we had three seasons of them together, but then we also had seasons of The Punisher, which happened to have Karen in it. And there is a relationship that has been teased throughout Born Again season one, the relationships that each of those characters have had with Karen, that being The Punisher and Matt Murdock, but they have reunited. They're trying to work together, doing what they do best, building a case against the Kingpin. And those characters are in very different places. And Born Again season two makes it undeniable that Wall and Cox are fantastic together. Their scenes, specifically in this season, might be some of the best we've seen from them ever within the series, because these characters have grown and evolved. I argued with people over the killing of Foggy in season one, and I understand why people didn't like it. I loved Foggy Nelson too, but to dramatically shift everything you would expect the show to do after that means you are in completely new ground. If it was just more of the same, I don't believe Born Again would be nearly as memorable. It would just sort of drift into season four. And the longer that television series run for, it does sort of start to feel as if you're meandering. But having a dramatic event start this new era of the Defender side of the universe within the Marvel Cinematic Universe was a really smart call, because irrevocably, this show cannot be what it was in the past. You can have references. Heck, you can have scenes, and there are clips in the trailer that look like they're from the Netflix era, and I wish I could tell you more about that, but I can't. And to have characters dealing with something so significant, the first season was about that, and season two continues to address those things significantly. But Karen Page isn't the only character back. She was in most of the marketing for this series, and you would definitely want to do that given how much she was beloved in her own series as well as her cameos throughout the Defenders universe, and that's Jessica Jones. Kristen Ritter is pitch perfect as Jessica Jones, and one of the biggest benefits of this show is, unlike the returning of other characters that lived in New York, maybe there might have been three of them who can swing on webs and climb to walls, those characters felt as if they were essentially frozen and their stories really hadn't moved forward, almost as if they were afraid to say they had other adventures. Jessica's life is very different than when we saw her in Jessica Jones season 3, a show that ended early. It was not planned that season 3 was going to be the end, But that character has had time to grow and develop, and her relationship with Matt is not what we have seen from her in The Defenders. And getting to see those two characters share the screen again, I loved most of the Defenders universe. I'm a big fan of Luke Cage. There are some elements of Iron Fist I really liked. Those characters together make sense, and I'm really hoping moving forward, we get to see more of them in the MCU, because those characters that were tangentially connected to the MCU, obviously they've been pulled in. Getting to be in mainstream MCU stuff is fantastic. A lot of people are excited. Of course, Spider-Man is returning, but the Punisher being a part of Brand New Day is fantastic. And it was announced today, when you're listening to this, that the Punisher short film, not short film, I guess Marvel special, will be releasing when this series is over. So there's going to be some continuity with the Marvel character, or the Marvel Defenders characters, within other projects in the MCU. And I love to see that these Defenders characters need to be in more things, because street level Marvel heroes are some of the best parts of the universe. Yes, the big cosmic fights are exciting, but the grounded element is one of the things about the Marvel universe that made people fall in love with it to begin with. Something that I am sure most people are excited about with Spider-Man Brand New Day is he's on his own. He's not using Stark Tech. He's having to rely on his own personal genius and problem solve all those things without being able to call on somebody else. And that's an element I'm really looking forward to in the next Spider-Man film. But what you want to hear most about is not Kristen Ritter and Deborah Ann Woll, while I'm certainly happy that they're in this season. Daredevil seasons only work when Daredevil, Matt Murdock, and Kingpin Wilson Fisk work. And I have said this for a very long time. I know Rob Keyes would agree with me, friend of the show, that Charlie Cox and Vincent D'Onofrio are Mount Rushmore MCU actors slash roles. If you want to split it up to hero and villain, you can do that. Maybe they both just go on it. But the tenure that they've had as these characters is only cemented even more so with Daredevil Born Again Season 2. What these characters are given to do and the battle between them, metaphorically or otherwise, is some of the best we've ever seen from this show. We see the characters in such different places. We see in a clip for the show that's been released relatively recently, Daredevil in front of an army of New Yorkers wearing Daredevil masks. And how the show gets to that is incredibly exciting. And being a longtime Daredevil comic book fan, I'm really happy the way that they were able to weave elements from the Charles Soule run and the Chip Zdarsky run, because those are my two favorite eras of Daredevil. And an expectation that I had going into this was that this was just going to be Devil's Reign, which it's not. Daredevil Born Again Season 2 delivers in ways I wasn't expecting. And I can say this wholeheartedly, because this is completely true while watching my screeners, that by the end of this season, I was cheering and shouting at my screen because I knew where the show was going, and the tease for what it's going to be is incredibly exciting. And that season 3 of Daredevil Born Again is going to be a Daredevil season unlike anything we've seen before. There are going to be familiar elements, but the story that can be told because of where this season takes Daredevil and where it's going to lead, I am incredibly excited. I liked season 1 of Daredevil Born Again, but season 2 amped everything up. For one, getting to see Daredevil the way that comic book readers have loved him. Creative showrunners who understand what is beloved about this character. There's a substantial amount of elements that people might have said were lacking in the first season. They're back here. Every criticism that I might have had, I will not be able to use for the second season, because it delivers on the performances, the story, the action is utterly fantastic. You see glimpses of it in the trailers, specifically the uses of the grappling hook and the billy club, but Jessica Jones and Daredevil back together are just kismet, and the way that they use those characters. And what I'm so happy about, and this has been a continuance from the Defenders part of the universe, the use of Jessica is not just, hey, we can have her in a couple scenes and we can market it that way. That would be really cheap, and I'm glad that the show doesn't do that. The character's story is developed and goes on further and has an ending that I'm very excited to seeing where that goes, because of the way that this show concludes, it is a springboard for so many different possibilities, and I'm really excited about them. Daredevil Born Again season 2 might be my favorite season of the show, and I know that is high praise. I loved season 1 and I loved season 3, but there's something about this season, the Disney Plus budget, getting to be a part of the MCU in a way that it wasn't allowed to be before. I adored this season and I'm really excited for people to watch it. I am frustrated that I have to wait a year for season 3, but I am also incredibly excited that we only have to wait for a year, because they are just churning through this show in the best ways possible. Let me know what you're most excited about for Daredevil Born Again season 2. Are you going to be watching it week by week, or are you planning to binge it? Let me know in the comments. Thank you so much for listening to the Film Realist podcast. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like and subscribe. That would be absolutely fantastic. If you are listening in pure audio form, give the podcast a 5-star review on your preferred podcast platform. If you prefer reading a review on Daredevil Born Again Season 2, you can check that out on the Multiverse of Color. I have written one up there, and you can also see all of the podcast stuff linked in the bio site for the show. Thank you so much for listening. Next week's episode is going to be on the first half of Monarch Legacy of Monsters Season 2. I dig this show so much, and it inspired this week's question of the week, which was, what film introduced you to Godzilla? To answer the question of the week, you can email the podcast, filmrealistpod@gmail.com, or you can comment below, or you can at the Film Realist on any of the social media. Just make sure to include the hashtag QOTW. My name is Kyle Naranya, and I will see you next time.